Police in Newark are looking for three more suspects in the execution-style murders of three college-aged young people earlier this month. On Saturday, Newark Mayor Cory Booker announced the warrant for one of the suspects, 24-year-old Rodolfo Godinez, at a brief press conference between funerals. All three murder victims were buried Saturday after funerals at three Baptist churches around the city. WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter spoke with the mourners.
Deshaun Harvey, Terrence Ariel, and Iofemi Hightower were close friends, and many of the mourners at their funerals knew all three of them, along with Terrence's sister, Natasha Ariel, who survived. For alumni of Westside High School, which three of the four had attended, it was a sad reunion.
I can't believe this either. I just talked to him on Saturday.
That was just hours before Terrence, known as TJ, was killed. Outside his funeral at New Hope Baptist Church, Khadijah Davis was being consoled by her friend, Letitia Adams.
TJ had a future.
I know.
He was a bright, if you knew him, he was a wonderful kid.
He was,
like he made you laugh when you was down
time,
and out. He made you laugh.
He made me laugh.
Anona Huntley and Nicholas Kauser held hands tightly while they talked to reporters. Nicholas was a couple of years ahead of TJ at both Westside High School and Delaware State University. Huntley runs the Honors Science program at Westside.
This one was an especially hard one for me because I just saw them in June. They came to the school, Natasha, Terrence, Iofemi, and Master T's, I call her Iofemi, Euphemi.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know Deshaun.
So
he could have been with them that day. They could always come by to see me, and always with that bright smile on their face, but Natasha as well as Terrence.
Natasha's sister, same thing. She's just like her brother, always kept a smile on her face. Them be the last two people you would ever expect would go through something like
That's
this.
That's right.
And the killers, they need to be caught because they're wrong.
Exactly.
They're wrong.
Exactly.
They just took good people, and they took all three of my friends. They're wrong.
This triple murder was particularly shocking, but hardly new. People at the funerals were carrying memories of other murders before this one. Iofemi Hightower's cousin, Malika Smith, said her son, 25-year-old David Gordon, was killed 2 years ago.
So this is like a sore being reopened for me. Afemi she chose the right path, but unfortunately she didn't get a chance to escape from the bad things that happens here.
A block away, Darlene Covington and her brother Tim were standing in the shade with a cluster of youth workers and children aged 2 to 15. Darlene is a health activist and Tim a foster parent, and they worry for the kids they look after.
It's an unsafe block, but dangers everywhere. So you just have to watch yourself around here. That's basically what we do.
Darlene said she herself spent the days after the murders in fear.
Being afraid to be outside after hours, being afraid to go to a water park or a neighborhood park in fear of your life being taken. You know, that right there, we shouldn't have to live that way.
Around the funerals, people expressed outrage and suggested remedies from better home raising to calling in the National Guard. Still, this was a day for grief. At Grace Temple Baptist Church, Pastor John McLean presided over the funeral of Iofemi Hightower, his own grandniece.
It's sadness all over, but now we are coming together and the family understand that the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So we're going to ride out of here on that word is true.
Moments later, portraits of all three murder victims were brought out of the church and placed by the hearse like a guard of honor. Women dressed in brilliant white carried bouquets of yellow flowers. The pallbearers quickly loaded the casket of 20-year-old Iofemi Hightower into the car for the trip to the cemetery, the final act in Newark's long day of sadness and sacrifice. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
As authorities continue searching for three more suspects in the Newark murders, the family of the surviving victim says her condition is improving and her injuries are no longer life-threatening. 19-year-old Natasha Ariel remains hospitalized, recovering from a bullet that struck her in the back of the head.